Jason Cairns, good morning. And I've got the wrong pot up. There we go. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. It is Friday morning, and people typically happier on a Friday, I think, right?
I sure am.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. Very good. So a busy work day ahead for you there in the neuropsychology world?
No, I don't, which is why I'm having such a good day. I'm off today.
You're off today. All right.
Yeah. We've probably talked about this before, but during the summer, I try to take off most Fridays, and so this is one of those. And so I don't have anything planned for today other than to bring my daughter to work, I suspect. So
you're going
to
see your granddaughter?
I don't know if I will or not. I think Grace is off today as well. So,
okay.
I mean, I would welcome that if she comes over, but I don't know if I'll see her or not.
All right. Well, let's see. We got a lot we want to try to tackle before we, we closed out Acts 5 yesterday, so. But Chuck DeGroat, we mentioned this new book, Healing What's Within, and you're going to be on the launch team, it sounds like. Well, he made a comment here. Wanted to get your take on. He said, when non-therapists say that the word trauma is being overused, I wonder, is it on us, therapists, even professors and writers like me, to work harder to communicate the advances in brain and somatic insights over the last 15 to 25 years? Or is it more a reflection of cynicism, laziness, lack of curiosity, or something else? He says, I'm really curious because I do think articulating this well and naming the ubiquity of trauma and how core it is to the story of God and the unfolding story of the church is really critical. What do you think?
Yeah, you know, I think so. For so long, we had a very limited understanding of what trauma actually means. You know, and there's a lot of different things that can be traumatic. There's a great author named Gabor Mate, I think is how you pronounce it, who writes a lot about trauma. And I mean, there's a lot of different things that affect trauma, or that can cause trauma. And I think one of the things that happens is people. Maybe even from former generations, and this isn't exclusively the case, but really downplay what trauma is. And when they're cynical or dismiss people's actual hurts, that can be further problematic for people. And I think it's better for us to be in touch with, we live in a broken world. And there's a lot of different things that can cause pain or harm to us that affect us not only emotionally, but even physically.
I think Mate, I think you read it was in his book, The Myth of Normal, right?
Yeah, that's such an excellent book. Yeah. It's just really good that talks a lot about the many different ways in which trauma affects us.
So I got to say, if you go and spend 2 years out of the country like we did from 2016 to 2018, and then you come back, some of my observations were, people were buying a lot more on Amazon by the time I came back. And also, there was a lot more talk about trauma come 2018 than it felt like there'd been in 2016. So just some thoughts.
You know, I think there's a few books that really are responsible for that. I think that The Body Keeps the Score by Basil van der Kolk is one that really had a big impact there.
Yeah.
And I think, I think that's a big one. I think, again, Gabor Mate's work has really been influential there, too.
But as Chuck DeGroat's saying, I mean, this heightened knowledge and awareness, and so that's spilling over into everything. So
Yeah, I think self-knowledge is a good thing.
All right, hey, Acts 6, let's do it, verses 1 through 4.
Yeah, it says, but as the believers rapidly multiplied, there were rumblings of discontent. The Greek-speaking believers complained about the Hebrew-speaking believers, saying that their widows were being discriminated against in the daily distribution of food. So the 12 called a meeting of all the believers. They said, we apostles should spend our time teaching the word of God, not running a food program. And so brothers selected... And so, brothers, select seven men who are well-respected and are full of the fruit of the Spirit and wisdom. We will give them this responsibility. Then we apostles can spend our time in prayer and teaching the word.
All right. I'll tell you what, I'm going to save your take on that from Letters to the Beloved until Monday, but give me just kind of a encapsulating thought there.
Yeah, you know, I think the idea here that they are, I mean, they're taking care of people, right? You know, and different people have different roles. And I think we all have a role in the kingdom, but maybe those roles are different from one another.
Very good. We'll have a terrific day off, and I hope to see you to breakfast tomorrow.
Sounds good.
There we go. Our buddy Jason Cairns on WWIB. The race is on in the 3rd Congressional District with... Rebecca Cook having won the Democratic primary on Tuesday and yesterday at a uni gathering at the Democratic headquarters in Eau Claire. Cook said she's not only concerned with her opponent, Derek Van Orden's temperament, but also his policies.
He's at least at one point called for a nationwide abortion ban. He wants to support big agriculture that's put small and mid-sized farms like mine out of business. And that's not what we want here in the third CD. And so we're going to be stepping up every chance that we get, holding him accountable for his actions at every level, both in the way that he votes and in the way that he acts.
But Van Orden says,
I've got a proven record of fighting for our farmers, veterans, seniors, and small businesses across this district. And Crook has got a record of being a shady political insider pretending to be a philanthropist.
The election is in 81 days, early voting in 67 days.
One, two, three, four.
Happy, happy birthday from all of us to you. We wish it was our birthday so we could party too. Happy, happy birthday, all your dreams are true. We wish it was our birthday.
It's your birthday.
And one of our great listeners, Michael Phoenix in La Crosse, with a big milestone birthday today. Happy birthday,
he's
Mike.
He's got to be at least 50.
Yeah, there you go.
Thanks.
Well, happy birthday, Mike. Yes, turning the big 5-0, the half century today. How are you feeling?
Oh, good. I got a long day planned ahead of me.
What do you got planned?
Well, going out to eat with friends and family, and then later on tonight, going up to Trempealeau to spend a weekend with family.
Nice.
Well, there you go. Well, Mike, you've listened to the WIB Wake Up Show at WWIB for quite a while. Of those 50 years, how long have you been listening to the station, do you think?
Oh, since M&M's in the morning.
That's going back
early
a couple decades, I
of
guess.
Of the 21st century, that's right. And you gave a great line off the air talking about feeling older. What did you say?
I wish I was younger. I wish I could find the fountain of youth, but that's not going to happen. But I'll just take it in stride. And as I get older, I still feel younger. So, you know.
Well, it's always great seeing you. Usually we at least see you at one fest, Mike, and it was great to see you there and hang out again. And it's wonderful to have, again, we say at WWIB, we are family. Uh-huh. And you feel like family to us, too, yeah. Even if we only see you every once in a while. We appreciate you so much listening down in La Crosse. And, man, we wish you a wonderful, wonderful 50th birthday.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I hope to see you guys next year at one fest. Lord willing, if I can get the tickets and get up there for it.
Well, you usually find a way, and you get to meet Jeremy Camp this year. So, hey, have a fantastic birthday, and keep listening to WIB. I'll help keep you young, okay?
Yeah, could you play a song for me?
We can do that. What are you looking for?
Ride of Life.
Ride of Life. All right. We'll have that coming up shortly, all right?
All right.
All right. Thank you. Happy birthday again. Happy 50 years under the sun. For our friend Mike from La Crosse.
The WIB Wake Up Show on a Friday morning. And Caleb, it took a little while to get the final tabulations in, but sometime yesterday it became official, our final tally in the Backpack to School Challenge last week.
Yes, and again, it ended last Friday. Thank you so much to those who walked in gifts, mailed in gifts, also those who gave online at WWIB.com. And what we were seeking to benefit was three organizations, two here in the Chippewa Valley, and one internationally. So Teamwork Africa in Liberia, West Africa, We Care Eau Claire, that collaboration of so many churches seeking to help children and families in the Eau Claire School District, and then Chippewa Falls Valley Vineyard Church, their backpack and school supply distribution, which happened just this past Sunday. Got a chat with Mike Cool yesterday, and his heart was just so full about all those they were able to help. And again, 2,600 students expected to be served locally by these backpack and school supply distributions. And then the blessing of your dollar going so far in Liberia, West Africa, and your wonderful wife, Peggy, is going to be there before too long to be able to distribute these supplies that were funded in part by the generosity of folks here in Western and Central Wisconsin.
Yeah, she flies out of O'Hare on August 29th, so 2 weeks from yesterday. And I think the post says 394 backpacks, and that's if you do the usual calculating of one person per backpack. In Liberia, by God's grace, we can do two backpacks with that amount, school supplies and shoes.
So again, the final tally, and I should have had a drum roll here, but the final tally After 1 week, starting with our sponsors, $5,200, and everything you gave, the final tally is $19,700.
Crazy. I mean, that is crazy. You know, we were trying to get to 19,000 last Friday afternoon at 5:45, and Paul and Willard came with yet another challenge in the waning moments, and then some other folks came through with some generous gifts, and we blew away 19,000, getting close to $20,000. Who could have thought it?
Thank you so much for your generosity. And again, I was chatting with Mike Cool yesterday. I told him, hey, you know, we kind of wonder each year. It seems like I wonder. It's like, well, are people going to respond? And you all did. By the grace of God, you responded in such a big way, in a generous way. And that makes our hearts full here as well. And we trust, again, as we said over and over throughout the week, we trust the words of Jesus that it is more blessed to give than to receive. And so just thankful for those blessings showered on all of us last week. Well, it's been a busy few weeks here at WWIB and the WIB Wake Up Show, but this morning we get you back to the tradition we have each Friday morning, Lord willing, and that's getting you caught up on everything you might have missed in news and sports and politics and pop culture, but we do it in condensed form. We call it Headlines, and here we go again.
Experts say the world's population will hit 9 billion by 2037.
9 billion. You think you have problems finding a parking space in downtown Eau Claire now?
Yeah.
Well, baseball held its Hall of Fame induction ceremony recently.
Yeah, it took a while. There were a lot of inductees this year. Plus, there were 7 pitching changes, 3 instant replay reviews, and a rain delay.
At least they had hot dogs.
Much of the country experienced excessive heat in the last few weeks.
Yeah, it's been so hot, the thermometer on the bank said jalapeno.
That's hot.
Scientists report that wild gorillas sing and hum while they eat.
That's because no one has the nerve to tell them to knock it off.
Would you?
Studies suggest that people get happier as they grow older.
That's because the older you get, the less time you waste on TikTok.
Exactly.
Well, after a warm summer, some scientists suggested creating a man-made volcano capable of spewing enough ash into the atmosphere to cool the planet.
It's a great idea. The only drawback is the possible elimination of all life on Earth.
Seems legit.
And finally, a study found that women need more sleep.
And a completely unrelated study found that men need to snore less.
Yes.
Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up. Well, the headline here, only 30% of us, only 30% of Americans, less than 1 in 3 of us, get this question right. The question? Name the only planet U.S. astronauts have stepped foot on. I guess that ends with a preposition. But name the only planet U.S. astronauts have stepped foot on. Less than 1 in 3 of us get this correct. Only 30% of Americans get this right, so don't feel bad if you get it wrong. But answer honestly, all right? So name the only planet U.S. astronauts have set foot on. Well, it's Earth, right? Because the moon isn't a planet. Yes, only 30% of us get that question right. The one planet that U.S. astronauts have set foot on is our home planet here of Earth. So I guess we could say we're all kind of like astronauts in a way.
WWIB, as we wind down the week, it's time for the best of the week. And one of our great listeners, Michael Phoenix in La Crosse, with a big milestone birthday today. Happy birthday,
Mike.
He's
got to be at least 50.
Yeah, there you go.
Thanks.
Well, happy birthday, Mike. Yes, turning the big 5-0, the half century today. How are you feeling?
Oh, good. I got a long day planned ahead of me.
Well, Mike, you've listened to the WIB Wake Up Show at WWIB for quite a while. Of those 50 years, how long have you been listening to the station, do you think?
Oh, since M&M's in the morning.
Good morning, Mark and Caleb. It's Beth Peach in Eau Claire. One of my favorite vacations was going to go see the Creation Museum in Kentucky and the Ark.
By the way, I got to thinking, instead of a political slogan that's been out there for a while, how about make the kingdom first again? How do you like that?
I like that. Yeah. That's a good one.
I'll give it a guess. How about pizza?
Is it pizza?
It is.
There you go. Thinking pizza on a Wednesday morning. Yes, Tony, well done. You know what? It's the first time in a while, probably, that we've had WIB Hurdle solved right away.
Yeah,
so well
good.
Done.
This is Mike from La Crosse. One of the best tourist attractions I have liked was going down to San Antonio SeaWorld when I was down in Texas visiting family. I thought It was great.
Hey, thanks so much to Frank in Eau Claire. He stopped by. He did leave us some homemade zucchini bread, and so good. And Michelle, right out of the gate, made some delicious hot coffee and gave me two buttered pieces of the zucchini bread. Oh, Frank, so good, so fantastic. Feeling the love today. Thanks so much.
Good morning, Wib. This is Sherry from Bloomer. I had a great trip last year. The third week of September, it was my 50th birthday. I went to Charleston, South Carolina.
A nice place for vacation that we went to was Charleston, South Carolina.
Caleb, it took a little while to get the final tabulations in, but sometime yesterday it became official, our final tally in the Backpack to School Challenge last week.
Yes, and again, it ended last Friday. Thank you so much to those who walked in gifts, mailed in gifts, also those who gave online at WWIB.com. And what we were seeking to benefit was three organizations, two here in the Chippewa Valley, and one internationally. So Teamwork Africa in Liberia, West Africa. We Care Eau Claire, that collaboration of so many churches seeking to help children and families in the Eau Claire School District. And then Chippewa Falls Valley Vineyard Church, their backpack and school supply distribution, which happened just this past Sunday. Got a chat with Mike Cool yesterday, and his heart was just so full about all those they were able to help. And again, 2,600 students expected to be served locally by these backpack and school supply distributions. And then the blessing of your dollar going so far in Liberia, West Africa, and your wonderful wife, Peggy, is going to be there before too long to be able to distribute these supplies that were funded in part by the generosity of folks here in western and central Wisconsin.
Yeah, she flies out of O'Hare on August 29th, so 2 weeks from yesterday. And I think the post says 394 backpacks, and that's if you do the usual calculating of one person per backpack. In Liberia, by God's grace, we can do two backpacks with that amount, school supplies and shoes.
So again, the final tally, and I should have had a drum roll here, but the final tally after 1 week, starting with our sponsors, $5,200, and everything you gave, the final tally is $19,700.
Crazy.